Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about what fierce faith actually means to you personally, Lisa.
Well, you know, what it means to me is you actually create a capacity in your life for God to do something. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. There are a lot of people that are afraid to dream because they are so intimately acquainted with disappointment. So they just pull back. They stop dreaming, being bold. They just shut it down. But what happens is sometimes something wakes up inside of you and you feel this quickening of life. You might be reading the scriptures, or you might see some outrage and think, I want to be a part of that. I want to help with that. Or somebody might just listen to what you guys are doing and said, man, I can make something count. I want to be gracious and generous to somebody else. This might be a sacrifice for me, but I'm going to do this because something inside of you opens up and capacity for God is there. And fierce faith is when you actually aren't just like, oh, I hope it's going to happen. It's actually when you start to pray in ways that actually scare you. Mm-hmm. Like, they're such big prayers. They're attached to the Word of God. Like, you can't even frame the kind of prayers that you would want to pray with your own natural environment, what your family's done, what you've known. So you open up the Word of God, and you begin to pray His kind of prayers, and something inside of you is fierce and ferocious and tenacious, and you're willing to not only pray that, you're willing to stand and fight for that. And that's the kind of fierce faith that we need. And we're living in a day and age where I don't even know how much more blatant the attack's going to have to get, you know, that Christians are going to be under attack, that we need to be fierce faith, but fierce faith doesn't mean we're mean. Fierce faith means we are all in. We are fully engaged, that we are people who live by faith. The righteous should live by faith. It doesn't mean we live by money. It doesn't mean we live by, you know, just how other people live. There is something that God wants to distinguish His people, and that is with faith. Mm-hmm. He wants to see a people that are believing in healing, who are believing in strength, believing that God can touch their marriages, that God will actually speak to them. And when they read the Bible, that it's going to become alive in their life. And so there's a fierceness, it's a tenaciousness that all of us need to have.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.